It's time to answer another common question that comes into the clinic at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, and this one has to do with leg pain. Dr. Sean Riley joins us. Dr. Riley, you recently dealt with a patient struggling with shooting leg pain. What is that?
Sure. Another very common question that we get here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab is that they present to the office, or they call in, or I'll get an email question that they have shooting pain down into one or both legs. And a lot of us get online and start to Google things, and they come in and say, "Doctor, I think I've got sciatica." And it's the word is, the medical term is sciatica, and that is irritation of a nerve in your low back, potentially, that relates to leg pain. So just a general diagnosis of leg pain could likely be or possibly be sciatica. And some different types of causes or common causes of the leg pain are a few different things. The first and most probably most common that we'll speak of is a disc herniation. The spongy disc is, or the spongy marshmallow between your vertebra and your low back and throughout your spine, is the intervertebral disc. What that serves is kind of like a shock absorber, provides space between two of the vertebra. On each side of your spine, there's nerves that exit and so forth. What can happen with trauma, an accident, daily activity, overuse, things that we've spoken about in the past, you can develop a bit of a disc herniation or bulge. That disc can actually put a compressive force on a nerve, and then from there it potentially could create some of this leg pain. The next thing is spinal stenosis. I don't know if you've heard about that, Scott, but stenosis essentially means narrowing, or a narrowing of a canal. So those nerves that come out of each side of your spine there, they're exiting through a hole. And what can happen is that hole can become closed down, so to speak. So it puts pressure. There's not as much room as that in that hole for that nerve to exit. There's also the spinal canal with our cord in the middle. There can be narrowing of that. And so once again, you have mechanical pressure on a nerve, and it relates to some other part of your body, likely your leg. Piriformis syndrome is another one that we've spoken about. Big fancy word, piriformis. Piriformis is a muscle that's deep, deep down in your buttocks. It's responsible for externally rotating your leg. What runs right underneath that muscle, Scott, is the big sciatic nerve. Okay, and the sciatic nerve is, like I said, the muscle that runs all the way down the back of your leg, branches off into a couple other nerves, and all the way down into the bottom of your foot. A lot of us that sit for extended periods, you know, that piriformis muscle becomes irritated and starts to tighten. Once again, it's mechanical pressure being put on that nerve, which results in potentially leg pain. Another common cause, a lot of pregnant women develop sciatica just throughout the biomechanical changes in their pelvis and their body. They're going to get irritation on that nerve, which relates to leg pain, another common cause as well. And then there's some nasty things, you know, potentially tumors and so forth, patients with histories of cancer. There can be different types of things like that that can be much, much more serious. But the four most common causes that we see here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab of sciatica are going to be some type of disc bulge or herniation, stenosis or narrowing of the spinal canal or the holes, maybe piriformis syndrome, tightening of that muscle, and then pregnancy. And, you know, there's different types of, we'll call it, you know, etiology or where it comes from. There could be chemically enhanced sciatica. I mean, there's an inflammatory response. It could be more of a chronic type problem where that thing is just, you know, putting so much pressure, it's just lying on the nerve and interrupting or interfering with its function. Diagnosis-wise, this is something chiropractors see every day, primary care physicians, orthopedists, neurosurgeons, many times. Exam tells us a lot just by different tests and things that we're able to do in the clinic. Sometimes your reflex might be a bit diminished. You might have a sensory loss or some numbness in one part of your leg. History is going to tell us a lot too. Do you hurt when you sit? Do you feel better when you stand up? Those are two of the most common questions that I ask patients with leg pain, and it typically indicates where there's dysfunction or the problem lies. A patient tells me they're really uncomfortable when they sit. That compressive load is irritating the back, and once they're able to get up and move around, they feel better or it decompresses. That gives me some information. Then on from there, if we're unsure, MRI, CT scans are very good diagnostic tools to determine where there's irritation of that nerve and so forth. Treatment, you know, modalities, medications could be a frontline defense if we need them. I definitely recommend that chiropractic is another good conservative measure. Finding a chiropractor that utilizes some type of exercise, self-management, modifying your activity. In my experience, manipulation isn't the best treatment modality for disc herniations and bulges. I'm going to focus primarily on modifying their activity, maybe resetting their stabilizers, getting them a little stronger through their core, and trying to educate how they can do things a little bit different throughout the day to take some pressure off of it. Spinal injections, you know, epidural steroid injections could potentially reduce irritation and so forth. Now, I will mention that if a patient has significant leg pain with motor loss, let's say they have foot drop or they have limited strength on that side, that's going to be a little more of a serious issue. And I would get in to see someone relatively quickly. That might be a situation where we potentially get you referred out to an orthopedist or a neuro to take a look. But that's the more progressive and serious situations. Commonly, we're going to see general leg pain. It should resolve itself within 4 or 6 weeks. Stretching is very good for it as well.
If you're dealing with pain, you don't have to suffer any longer. Give the professionals at Tulsa Spine and Rehab a call to begin the path to alleviating your pain. 918-743-3737.